The state began allowing Alaskans to farm shellfish almost 30 years ago. The resulting farms raise scallops, mussels, and several species of clams. In recent years, oysters have gotten more attention. The state lists about 50 shellfish farms, though not all are active. Most are in southern southeast Alaska or Ketchumak Bay near Homer.
I think the market in Alaska has not been fully saturated, so I think there's plenty of room here.
Margot Ravey is president of the Jackaloff Bay Oyster Company. She's also active in the Alaska Shellfish Growers Association. She says a lot of sales are within the state, but growers are looking farther away.
I think that some farmers are similar to salmon fishermen, finding that direct sales and online sales can bring a premium that make your farm viable.
The Walker-Mulott administration sees growth potential, too. The governor signed an administrative order in February setting up the Alaska Mariculture Task Force. It's charged with making recommendations for a long-term plan to advance the state's mariculture or ocean farming industry, which, by the way, does not include farming fish, which is against Alaska law. Barbara Blake, special assistant to the lieutenant governor, says the task force will play an important role in industry growth. She notes other shellfish farming states have that in common.
No state has been successful without first coming to the governor's office and having the governor lead an initiative that would kind of bring all of those resources together, pull all of those who are interested or who are already developing in that world to one table to help develop a framework that would be statewide, you know, individual or even region-wide.
The idea came from Julie Decker, executive director of the Alaska Fisheries Development Foundation. She says the panel will learn from experienced farmers and outside industry experts.
And we think that we can apply mariculture in Alaska in a way that Alaskans want it to be applied and do something really positive that's good for our communities, the environment, and, you know, the economy as well.
Not that there aren't significant barriers to the business. Oyster farmer Ravey starts with Alaska's water temperature.
It takes 3 to 7 years, depending on your location and what size oyster, to grow to size. So there's a long lag time between changes and what farmers see out in the water and actually in their businesses.
Another barrier is the availability of broodstock. Competition and environmental conditions have led to shortages of shellfish larvae. Oyster seed can be purchased from out of state. Decker says that's not the case for other farmed species.
If you want to grow Guidux, if you want to grow king crab, if you want to grow rock scallops, you know, sea cucumbers, the production of that seed must occur with inside the state.
In-state supplies have improved, but more may be needed to support industry growth. Then there's the problem of finding people with the situation and resources to do the job. The Sea Alaska Regional Native Corporation's Ha'ani Division has a mariculture program that helped start oyster farms in several southeast locations. But the division's Sean Blumenschein says it's difficult to find people who can keep them going.
The farmers that we've been working with over the past number of years have, for different reasons, decided to quit farming, more or less.
Ha'ani provided loans and expertise, but Blumenschein says the farmers had a hard time making ends meet while they waited for their crop.
It's a lot of cash investment up front, and it takes a while before it starts paying off. And it makes it tough for the farmers who have families and responsibilities to kind of survive in that interim while they're cultivating the oyster and getting it ready for market.
But Decker says there's a new crop that could help build the industry. It's seaweed and kelp, which are in demand for food and beauty products.
It's a very short turnover, 6 to 9 months, and so you have more of a cash flow involved for farmers instead of waiting 3, 4 to 10 years or so for a crop, depending on the species.
Farmer Ravey says it's worth trying.
We actually, on our farm, are experimenting with it right now, and I think that there's some potential there. There's a lot to be worked out in the processing side and the shipping side.
The new Mariculture Task Force will involve shellfish farmers, industry associations, the university, and state officials. The cost of its work will come out of existing agency budgets, so it will require no new appropriations. Officials are in the process of choosing its 11 members. Their recommendations are due within about 2 years. In Juneau, I'm Ed Schoenfeld.